Welcome to the big show.
He could go all the way.
Oh, America, are you serious? It is showtime, baby. Here we go. Red Jam Slam.
Evening, ladies and gentlemen. 8 minutes here remaining in the half before the start of the third quarter. You are tuning into Ed Cal Chelsea Sports Radio. This is the 32-4A district matchup between the Ed Cal Chelsea Yellow Jackets and the Mercedes Tigers. Right now at the half, your score stands 27-13 in favor of the Yellow Jackets. And I'm here joined by
Doc.
And of course, I am Parialis. Broadcasting here live. What's your synopsis so far of the first half there, Doc?
Well, it was kind of pretty much a jacket route. However, the Tigers did manage to kind of stop the bleeding, so to speak, a little bit with that literally last two-second touchdown. So they had, I believe they do receive. However, if we recall at the end of the first half, there will be a penalty assessed on the opening kickoff, so they will likely get the ball at their own 20. But I'm not sure, did Albert Chavez, the quarterback, finish that drive, or did 14 for the Tigers finish that drive?
You know, I was not checking that out, so that definitely will be an interesting thing to see, whether indeed quarterback Albert Chavez will be back. You know, this game boils down to miscues, and, you know, that's just the way it is in any ball game. The team that makes the least amount of errors is the team that's going to come out victorious. And you know, if we were to count errors to errors, I don't have exact numbers, but you know, I think I can think of probably about six plays that Mercedes has you know, just pretty much dropped the ball or dropped coverage, and you know, it's cost them. As
You're
opposed
right.
to the Jackets, who only have about two.
Right. There was a drop touchdown, as you alluded to earlier. Then there was a costly pass interference penalty and a costly face mask penalty. Both those penalties kept drives alive that would have been fourth down.
Indeed, indeed.
Also, and lots of broken coverages, which I think is a safety who is playing a position he is not used to. It was not really his fault, but that also contributed to, I mean, wide. I mean, you wouldn't get that wide open in a video game, people. Some of these on the low levels of the... So... Big mistakes. Mercedes, I wouldn't say they're completely out of this game, but they're really going to have to muster up a big defensive effort if they're going to hope to get back. They definitely have the offense. There was some bird. Apparently strange.
It's the mascot for Channel 4 News, Team 4 News. Did he fling that with his hand? It went over the press box here on the visitor side. Now, you got to admit, the visitor side here for Mercedes is not very big. So if he was able, I mean, despite that not it not being very big, if he was able to fling it over the press box, you know, the fans were a little disappointed because that's a T-shirt that they will not have.
Well, here he is. He's going to throw. I believe it is with his hand. This bird sure can fly, folks. And he kind of holds back there. The Astros didn't want to sign that guy if he did throw it over the press box. Apparently, strange animals and mascots appear to like to show up to our games. We call the Blizzard of Dairy Queen showing up, I believe, at the Port Isabel game, I want to say. So we definitely have some strange characters coming to these Jacket games. Just want to remind tomorrow all you Texas Longhorn alum and fans that the Red River rivalry against the Oklahoma Sooners will begin tomorrow at 11 o'clock on ABC in the morning. So get up bright and early. Or at least for me, bright and early, and watch that game. Should be a good one, folks.
And of course, I mean, I don't know much, a lot about college football, but Texas coming into that ball game as the underdog, correct?
Yes, they are number 5 in the country, while the Oklahoma Sooners come in at number 1, and Oklahoma so far has looked, in a word, awesome. all kinds of points, all kinds of defense. Should be, every time they get together, it's usually a good game. So we shall see.
Well, in a similar fashion, the Mercedes Tigers come into this game as the underdog. And for the most part, the Yellow Jacket offense has flexed their muscles. They do have a 14-point lead here, 27-13 at the half. As I take a gander over to the clock, I see 3 minutes and 50 seconds remaining before the kickoff for the second half is scheduled to start.
Right, both teams going through their warm-up drills in their respective end zones. And the Mercedes band is closing up their show on the field.
And it's been quite a display here. It's been Nino and Jalomo's night as they've been on task. I want to say all four touchdowns, but I'm going to correct myself there. Three of the four touchdowns were to Jesse Jalomo, the fourth, of course, being a screenplay by Roger Garcia. So for the most part, a offensive show putting on an offensive clinic being put on here by the Jackets. And the keys to success are definitely going to have to be a Jacket offense putting up more touchdowns. Now, we really haven't seen a Mercedes offense just dominate an Ed Cowchelsa defense. Not yet.
Well, you know, they really couldn't get to the, in that running game because they fell behind, so far behind. So they did get him involved with that screen pass, which almost he broke for a touchdown. And he was open on that touchdown pass that he dropped. So I will expect the Mercedes staff to kind of try to get more ways to get the ball to his hands because he is definitely a great athlete.
And, of course, the Ed Cowchelsa defense bending and in certain instances. I'm sure the coaches and the Ed Cowchelsa coaches, that is, who in the past few weeks have come out of the half making some tremendous adjustments. You know, I think back to the Westlake-East game where the Jacket defense having difficulty containing running back Alvarado for the Wildcats. The Jacket defense comes out in the second half and pitches a shutout and shuts down a running back that had a over 200 yards rushing, and I think limits them to maybe about 60 or 80 yards in that second half. So looking for the Jacket offense to continue its dominant ways and looking for the Jacket defense to make some adjustments and possibly shut down and eliminate any adjustments that maybe the Mercedes offense made.
Well, that's right. You know, surprisingly quiet game from EE star tight end Ari Danguma, usually on the receiving end of many of Eric Nino's touchdowns. But Nino has favored Jalomo. Of course, when you're that wide open, I guess I'll throw to that guy too.
Well, you know, it's one of those situations where Danguma has just been the unsung hero. I can think of at least three or four occasions where he's come up with some really huge blocks. And it's those blocks that enabled touchdowns or enabled big first down runs to be made possible. So, you know, and that's the role of a tight end, you know, especially considering when we're in that tight set. As opposed to double doubles, the tight end is just not going to get the kind of looks that maybe he deserves. And he takes on that role as the blocker. And it's an equally important role. And I'm sure, you know, Danguma, who is a highly touted Division I prospect, that aspect of his game is very important for anyone out there, any college scouts out there that are looking to possibly recruit him into their team.
All right, well, the half is winding down here. We're under a minute to go as the clock continues to tick down. And hopefully the Mercedes band will get off the field and we can play some ball again.
Well, you know, we're here in Mercedes, so we're at the mercy of whenever the heck they want to get off. And, you know, you got to remember, too, that we started this ball game with still 3 minutes remaining in the first quarter. So it's you know, it's not like the schedule is completely off whack. Well, and it appears the band is making their way off the field as 8 seconds and counting remains on the clock. And both teams are making their way to their inflatables. And they are getting set to start the second half here in today's ball game. Offensive coordinator for the Ed Cowchelsa Yellow Jackets, Tracy Hamilton, making his way into the booth, and the crowd goes into an eruption. Actually, they don't. They say, Tracy, who? Coaches have already made their way back into the press box and are preparing themselves here for the second half. It should be an interesting game to see. Do want to welcome those 33 people that are tuning into today's ball game. If you were unable to attend, it's probably not a bad thing. As I mentioned earlier, both sides are packed. Very little room available in the reserve section and essentially no room available in the general admission section. And as I look to both sides, stands pretty the fences of each the left and the right side or the north and south side of the field are just jam-packed with fans all around. I don't have any official numbers here, but if I had to throw out a number, I'd probably say about 8,000 fans here tonight.
That's probably a good estimate. The Tigers make their way onto the field.
And there will be no controversy. Once again, as both teams take the field prepared for the kickoff. Jackets received the ball in the first half, so the Tigers should be looking to take the reins here as their offensive unit will have an opportunity to capitalize after they scored a last-second touchdown before the half. And you know, you have to wonder whether their momentum will continue.
We shall see, but that penalty surely won't help.
And I look to the crowd and I see the big helmet guy. You see all kinds of crazy fans out here. I know there is a bubble man who is notorious for using a bubble machine type of gun. And let's get a shot of the big helmet guy over there. Can you get them there? Let's see if I can get a shot here of the big helmet guy. And he looks like he's being...
blocked.
Wow, there's somebody there in the way. Is that... No, that's not... Get out of the way. That's Charlie Ibarra. Get out of the way, Charlie. And they're getting a shot there of the big helmet guy. You can kind of see... Sit down, Charlie. Oh, the big helmet's coming off. All right.
Reminiscent of that movie Spaceballs of Dark Helmet.
Charlie Ibarra, they're getting a little bit of publicity.
All right, the Jackets line up to kick off from the Mercedes Tiger 45-yard line after the penalty that was.
And given the way that this was handled in the previous time where the Jackets had a penalty, we're pretty much expecting Miguel Garcia to boot the ball 45 yards into the end zone, if not out of it. And we probably won't see a return here, as it'll be called a touchback, and the Tigers should start from their 20-yard line.
It's also a prime spot for maybe onside kick or something.
That's true too, because a lot of times teams don't want to do an onside kick because they risk giving the ball up at the 50 or the 45 in their own territory. But in this situation,
the Tigers do look ready for it though, and it's a fake onside kick.
Yeah. Kind of faked me out there. I thought they were actually going to do it.
Well, Mercedes looked ready. That probably kind of took him away from that.
The ball is up, and it is going to go out of bounds
to the end zone,
and it will be a touchback.
Is an automatic touchback at the high school level. It'll be first and 10 for the Tigers at their own 20-yard line for the first drive of the second half.
Do want to remind you that our sponsor, JBR Digital Imaging, which is run and operated by George E. Sines, is here tonight taking photos of tonight's ball game. Those photos, of course, will be available at eejackets.com, hopefully by Sunday, if not Monday of next week. Mercedes with the ball, fakes. It's a rollout to the right. Chavez with plenty of time to throw is going to decide to scramble as he eludes one tackle. And he eludes two tackles, but number 50, Georgie Vargas, isn't gonna let up. And we got about five Yellow Jackets there making the tackle as Chavez maybe got back to the original line of scrimmage there as he scrambled.
I doubt after going on in the first half that the Tiger staff wants him taking those kind of hits.
And he kind of just lowered his head there, and there was I didn't get to see quite who the defender was, but put a nice pop there on quarterback Chavez for the Tigers. It will be a one-yard gain, officially. It'll bring up a second down and 9.
I formation.
Ball at the 21-yard line. Motion. Option to the right-hand side. Chavez pitches to Trevino, who has some room to the outside. Oh! Trevino, as he turns the corner, had a little bit of space, and somebody doing a heck of a job popping the ball out as Trevino is going to be chalked up for a fumble, and the Jackets come off the field with ball in hand. First down, Yellow Jacket offense.
Wow, Jackets could theoretically put the game away here in this drive right now.
And you know, you would have thought that the Tigers, after scoring that last second touchdown before the half, would have come out with a lot of momentum. But you know, there's not very much you can do there when you have a Jacket defense that's just hungry for that ball, and they just punched it out. That's actually the second fumble that they've caused today.
All right, in a slot formation for the Jackets.
Nino with a keep, runs to the right-hand side, dodges one tackle before he's finally brought down and picks up enough yardage that may be close to that first down.
Already in the red zone, the Jackets are first down and 10 from the at the Mercedes 20-yard line.
So with 10 minutes and 45 seconds here in the third quarter, the Jackets, after the fumble recovery, are knocking on the door to score first and 10 from the 20. And we see that heavy formation to the left side as Nino's going to keep it on a quarterback scramble. Wow. Once again, there's that wow factor where, you know, he spun out of one tackle, dodged another tackler, and then kind of put a move on a third tackler, and finally he's brought down.
Kind of like watching Rocky II when he's trying to catch that rooster running through the street. He can't catch it.
And, you know, it turns a potential maybe 2 or 3 yard loss into something positive, as it'll be now second down and 8 from about the 18-yard line.
Not much yards, but it could have been a lot worse.
Well, at this point, you know, when you're at the 20-yard line, anything forward is you know, nothing to shy away from. As we see a motion to trips to the right-hand side. Back to pass. Has to scramble.
All kinds of time. A difficult throw across his body on the run, not able to get it there. They one hops it to the all kinds of time to throw, but unfortunately there was nobody open.
And you know, it was one of those situations where there was a linebacker there, so he opted not to keep it and run with the ball. Tried to get the pass in, and just like you said, difficult pass to throw.
A rare third and long for the Jackets. Although we have to think this will probably be two down territory, you would think, or maybe not.
Well,
maybe you
have
a kicker.
Yeah, you have a kicker that made a 42-yard field goal against Valley View. So definitely this is not something that or it is something that he can make.
Kind of a stack formation on the right side.
Back to pass. Nino has some time. Lobs it up to Tanguma.
Oh, big hit by number 30. Wow.
Tanguma standing at about 6'5", had to just reach out there. I mean, he jumps, tries to one-hand it, but just cannot bring it down as he's hit immediately after putting his hand on the ball, and it just kind of squibs out. Incomplete. Fourth down,
and the kicker comes out. A long kick, but he has shown he can make this kind of kick like this.
Well, the ball is a spot directly in the middle of the field, so it'll just have, you know, despite the 10 to 15 mile winds coming out of the east, it'll probably just it's a straight up kick.
It'd be about a 36 yard field goal.
Snap, kick, it's up. Looks like it has the room.
It's good.
So the Jackets, after a Alex Trevino fumble, don't come away with 6, but come away with 3 points. Your score now with 9:31 remaining in the third quarter, 30-13. Let's take a quick pause for the cause. You are listening to Ed Calchelsa Sports Radio.
While you enjoy the game, JBR Digital Imaging is hard at work bringing you all the up-close and personal action shots of Ed Calchelsa football. Visit eejackets.com/JBR to access JBR Digital's .photo account, which ultimately will allow you to see action shots of tonight's game as well as others. Oh, there he goes again. JBR Digital Imaging, a proud sponsor of Ed Calchelsa Sports Radio.
And welcome back, everybody. With 9:31 remaining in the third quarter, your new score is the Ed Calchelsa Yellow Jackets 30 and the Mercedes Tigers 13. The Jackets are lined up at their own 40 to kick off to the Tigers.
And now we see the Tigers making the adjustment there. The fake onside kick scared them, so they're kind of huddled up there real close. Now that the Jacket kickoff team has spread out, the front line for the Tigers now assumes their position for the kickoff return. Squib kick. picked up by the first line of defense. Trevino will get it, and he has trouble picking it up at the four-yard line, and he goes out of bounds at the four-yard line.
Wow.
A costly mistake there. And Trevino taunting the crowd, as I'm sure the Jacket fans had some comments to him. He gives them the sign of fire up, Jacket crowd, fire up, Jacket crowd. And, of course, the Jacket crowd bursts out in an array of boos. But, you know, that's not exactly the thing you want to do to the Ed Cauchosa crowd, because we got to figure that this crowd is that 12th man, just very similar to what the Aggies have. The Yellow Jacket crowd can be that 12th man with the noise that they are able to output.
Yeah, you don't want to egg them on. They want any reason to cheer. You don't want to give them one.
And now the Tigers find themselves with a first and 10 at the 4-yard line. And this is going to be a difficult situation to get out of. You know, I stand corrected. I said the 4-yard line. It was actually the 9-yard line.
Oh, okay.
The 9-yard line.
Four as well, but I guess not.
No, it's the 9-yard line.
Appears to be no gain on the play. A handoff out of the shotgun to Israel Vela. He gets about one, if that. It'll be second and about 9.
And this is you know, it'd be an even bigger blow if the Jacket defense can contain this Tiger offense and force them to punt, because now you know the Jackets will get excellent field position, but they still need two downs to take care of before that situation even becomes possible. Second and 9 from the 10-yard line. Chavez back to pass, has some time. Trevino. Trevino had a step on the receiver, but Chavez just not able to put enough oomph on the ball. And Felix Garcia, man, did you see the vertical on that?
Came very close to a ball that looked way out of his range, but he actually managed to get a hand on it.
I mean, that was probably close to a 30-inch vertical there as he jumps up and bats the ball down and prevents Trevino coming down with the reception.
A third and long for the Tigers. Definitely not where they want to be.
Doubles formation. Chavez rolls to the right. Has some time to throw, but he's going to scramble instead. And he's going to be, oh man, he's tackled low as he kind of flies and his legs flip-flop. And he's going to be tackled maybe about 3 or 4 yards short of the first down. It'll bring up fourth down from about the 11-yard line.
And a definite punting situation for the Tigers.
And, you know, they certainly don't want to make the kind of mistake that Westlake East made against the Jackets by going for it here.
The play that will live, the call that will live in infamy for at least the rest of this year, maybe even longer.
And it looks like the Tigers have a different punter in there, and he's a big lineman, number 54. I'm almost positive they're not going to fake it now.
Some kind of confusion. Officials timeout. Oh, Mercedes timeout.
You know, number 54 has pretty much assumed the punting and kicking duties. I have to wonder whether the coach for the Tigers was not satisfied with the play of the Mercedes kicker, or if maybe he was injured.
Perhaps.
And that timeout now, with 7 minutes and 56 seconds remaining in the third quarter, will take us to a little break. You are listening to Ed Cauchosa Sports Radio.
EEJackets.com, your number one sports authority for everything Ed Cauchosa.
And we are back with the Mercedes Tigers ready to punt from close to their own end zone. Back, Garcia back for the Jackets to receive at about the 40-yard line.
And as I mentioned earlier, the Jackets here with a possibility of getting good field position, as it's actually a nice kick.
Wow,
and
big moving punt by the new punter.
Felix Garcia having difficulty. Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, man.
Wow.
Oh, man. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Jesus. you know, I didn't want to say anything during that play because my jaw was dropping. I couldn't believe what just happened.
Hard hits, and that's an understatement.
It was a booming kick, nice high up in the air. Felix Garcia caught it at about the 50-yard line, and he ends up coming from the left side of the field all the way around because the Jackets had set up a wall right to return it. And big old number 56, John Castillo, just put in a killer shot on number 55 for the Tigers. And then another Jacket defender put in another killer shot, as there are now two Tigers on the field who appear to have been injured on the play. Hopefully those two guys are all right. One of them has went ahead and got up and is making his way to the field. The second one is now being pulled up too. And both those guys just got pancaked bad. Felix Garcia from his own the 40-yard line, courtesy of those two blocks, takes it all the way to the house. He breaks one tackle. And then there's three Yellow Jackets standing in front of him, and they're blocking the way at the 3-yard line. And he tries to run over three Yellow Jackets. He got tackled by his own player at the 3-yard line.
His own man, kind of.
If those guys wouldn't have been in the way, Felix Garcia gets it to the end zone for a touchdown. But instead, the Jackets take over at about the 2-3-yard line. First down after, close to a 58-yard punt return. Wow. You know, he's probably kicking himself in the butt there because he had the touchdown. He just had to go to three of his own defenders.
The Jackets apparently the only ones that can tackle the Jackets tonight are the Jackets, apparently.
Oh, my goodness. I was so stunned I couldn't say anything while the play was happening. I had to get it all. First down. Oh, we got a fumble by the Jackets. And they're able to retain possession.
You know, I got confused. I almost forgot they didn't score. I was thinking it was a two-point conversion. But it is first and goal from, now second and goal from about the 3-yard line, I want to say. So after a rare Jacket miscue and a handoff.
Well, from 3 yards out, that's certainly, you know, second and three, that's not something that's too difficult to make as Roger Garcia comes out of the field. They put in number 11, Smiley Morales, at the halfback position. I guess coach is not too happy with the fact that there was a miscue there between him and the quarterback with the exchange. Tight formation. Pitch pass. Wide open. Alex Cisneros in the end zone. Touchdown. And that's why. Okay. I thought maybe coach was upset at Roger for fumbling that ball. But they put in number 11, Smiley Morales, who is the backup quarterback, who throws that pitch pass 3 yards to Alex Cisneros, who was wide open in the end zone. Touchdown, Yellow Jackets.
Yeah, kind of giving the other teams the playoffs something to prepare for. Spring practice time, showing a little bit more in the playbook.
And that, your score now stands awaiting the PAT, 36-13, with, of course, the PAT pending. The kick is up. It is good.
And your new score with 6:44 remaining in the third quarter. It is the Ed Colchester Yellow Jackets 37 and the Mercedes Tigers 13. As we get ready for the kickoff, to say that the Mercedes fans are in stunned silence would probably be an understatement.
You know, I gotta talk about that play. I don't know what was more unbelievable in that punt return. Was it the 58-yard return by Felix Garcia? Or was it the two killer shots that the defense gave to the punt return or punt team to the of the Tigers? What was more amazing, in your opinion?
I don't know.
Or the three offensive three defenders,
I don't know,
that were blocking the end zone for the Jackets.
I feel bad for the fans because we were both just in silence, just watching the play, not believing what we were watching.
I know. There was a comment here by Monty Galindo, come on, admit, you're killing me. I don't know what I'm doing.
I was at fault. We were both silent. We were just kind of watching the play, kind of like not believing what was going on. I mean, you had bodies literally, decleaters literally happening. Jack is tackling their own man, basically at the 3-yard line. It was just insane. But we are back. We are more level-headed now, and we will continue the action as the Yellow Jackets begin. You know, this late in the year, you're going to have to wonder when the backups will come in again. This game's, I think, going to be one more score. Maybe the backups start coming in.
And another squib kick going to be handled. And hope it's going to be mishandled by the first line of defense. Picked up by number 5 for the Tigers. Got a little bit of room to the outside, but it quickly closes up as he's tackled by about three Yellow Jackets, and he'll maybe get to about the 23-yard line.
It will be first and 10 for the Tigers at their own 23-yard line. And now you have to figure they got to be in throwing mode now. Probably see the spread the rest of this game, more than likely, unless they want to salt the clock away.
At this point, I'm sure the Mercedes coaches may have dwindled. His faith in his running backs may have dwindled as we've already seen three fumbles by Mercedes running backs, and a fumble, I believe, by the quarterback. So there's about three or four fumbles here, and at this point, it may be a lack of confidence, but we'll see.
They come out of the goal line formation. They may just want to just run the ball and get out of this game before it gets any worse. And a handoff. About a modest 2-3 yard gain by the fullback. And it will be second and about 7-4 the Mercedes Tigers.
Well, if you look at that particular play call, very, very indeed, like you said, modest play calling by the Tigers. You were expecting a spread formation going hitting the air, as now the Tigers find themselves down by 24 points. And at this point, with 6 minutes remaining in the third quarter, as the wave, get a picture of that wave. Here comes the wave, a wave of fans here. Benny Layton there on the PA system. Kind of forgetting here that there's a game going on as the ball is handed off and the running back for the Tigers bounces it outside, picks up maybe about 4 yards. It'll bring up a third and about two.
Well, for those of us longtime Jacket fans, I remember the first time I saw a wave like this was back in, I want to say, 89 at the Valve game, I believe.
And, I'm looking to the Tiger side, and they're probably like, what the heck is going on?
Oh, they probably hate us so bad right now. But, oh, well, that's the way it goes. To the victor goes the spoils.
It's a third and two, and if the Jackets stop them right now, I'm sure that the Jacket fans are going to blow their tops off here, as it's a pitch to Alex Trevino, and it's going to be close to that first down.
He appears to have it. Could be a measurement. It seems now Mercedes just content.
Oh, it was number 33? Okay, I stand corrected. It was 33. See, I told you I make a bunch of mistakes. 33, Israel Vela with a handoff there.
It is a first down. I think Mercedes seems content to run out the clock, which may seem odd to those at home, but when you're a coach trying to get your team motivated for a playoff run or something, it's just kind of a good strategy instead of letting the game get way out of hand.
Yeah, if they go to the air, like you said, the Tigers are not going to run a lot of time off the clock, and at this point, you may be right. They just may be content in trying to finish this game. But you know what? This is what I was expecting the Tigers to do from the get go. I mean, their running game has been their pride and joy over the last couple weeks.
Well,
I was expecting a lot of handoffs, and I think the Jackets stopped them early on, so they kind of went away from it.
Yeah, sometimes as a staff, you kind of over-prepare sometimes. You're a big underdog going to a game, and you want to try all this stuff instead of just sticking with what you know. And maybe that was a case of them happening today.
Yeah, that's what you don't want to do what teams expect you to do, because, I mean, unless you're just that darn good. As the second down play goes nowhere, once again, another attempt up the middle, and you see that Jacket defense tightening up as number 56, John Castillo, is just having a monster game today. He of course was injured early in the season, and he's playing at that level where it doesn't even it doesn't seem fazed by any of it.
Hey, third and about four, and Mercedes are still in that double tight goal line that they've been this whole drive, I believe. Only one wide out as a fullback looks like an option
quarterback
play.
Quarterback keeper, he might take that to the house. Chavez, one man to beat. And he's brought down by 18, Isaac Prado. And they slept the Jacket defense. They slept them with those handoffs up the middle. And here on this third down and three, they faked the handoff once again to the middle. But it was a keeper. And the quarterback just bounced it out outside as the outside linebacker sucked in, trying to make a quick play here, thinking on a third and three that the Tigers were going to try to power it. And Chavez had one man to beat. Fortunately, number 18, Isaac Prado, making a tackle, but not after he picks up maybe about 35 yards on that particular run. It'll be first and 10 from the 15-yard line for the Tigers.
You know, and this is the Mercedes we expected to see. You know, it's a 24-point lead now, but it wasn't that at in the start of the third quarter. They could have done stuff like this earlier. But I think it's kind of what they say, out-coaching yourself, try to get too fancy. You got to do what you do every week in practice. You can't beat a team like this doing 1 week and then expecting to win like that.
And we see... Paul Gomez there. It was a pitch. It was a motion to the left, pitch to the left to Alex Trevino. And Paul Gomez, coming from the defensive end position, just breaks through his block and makes a huge tackle. Maybe about a four-yard loss. It'll be second and about 14 from the... second and 13 from the 18-yard line.
Yeah, kind of ran away from the tight end, leaving the tackle on the island, and he was overmatched by the defensive end of the Jackets.
2 minutes and 58 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. Second and 13 as we see a motion again to the left-hand side. And it's going to be a pass as number 50, George Vargas, is trailing. Complete to Israel Vela on the flats.
Not a very big gain, though. Maybe two or three.
And Chavez there being pursued by, like I said, number 50, George Vargas, had to get rid of that ball in a hurry. And he just had to hit his receiver in the flats. But like you said, not a big gain. Maybe about 2 yards.
Yeah, impressive poise, though, by Chavez there, as that guy was really breathing out his neck just about. So it is a third down, and I'd say about 11. The Tigers can get a first down to about the 5-yard line.
Ball is at the 16. And now we see that a spread formation with no running back in the backfield. Trips to the left. Fakes the quick screen. And they've had a moderate success with that quick screen, so they fake it to the left-hand side, to the trip side, and try a quarterback draw. But the defense for the Jackets sniffs it out and tackles Chavez for a 1 yard loss. Fourth and about 12 from the 17-yard line. And PAT extra point, or the field goal team is not coming out. Tigers will go for it, and we see a similar look. Trips to the left, no back in the backfield. Back to pass.
Chavez, wow, touchdown by the Tigers. Chavez doing his Fran Tarkenton impression there.
Yeah,
running all over the place. There's a Tiger down.
A sloppy play there. It was a rollout to the right, and Chavez with plenty of time to throw. I think the defense was kind of more in a prevent or had a lot of guys back, not sending a lot of pressure, and the defensive line unable to get to the quarterback as he just rolls to the right and then makes his way back to the left. And you know, when you see that from a quarterback as a secondary man, you're thinking that he's going to keep it, especially when you're only 16, 17 yards away from the end zone. So they start creeping up, and that leaves the receivers open in the end zone, and the Tigers score the touchdown.
The Tiger down was Alex Trevino, but he appears to be okay. He's walking off under his own power as the Tigers prepare for the extra point. And wow, this Chavez kid has really impressed me tonight with really great plays. Kind of putting the whole team on his back, it looks like, at times.
Well, with 1 minute and 17 seconds remaining in the third quarter, Tigers putting up a touchdown. Score now 37 to 19, and it appears that the PAT team will,
I believe,
make an attempt.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm kind of surprised they're not going for two. If they make it, it would be a 16-point game at two possession. Still kind of far-fetched to win, but it would increase your odds. But they appear to be content to go for the extra point.
And the Tigers, which started this drive at the 9-yard line, make it 91 yards, and it's a fake.
All kinds of traffic there. Intercept. And, you know, if you're going to go for two, I just kind of feel better about me going for a traditional play there.
Yeah, it was a fake all the way. The quarterback, Chavez, who is also the holder, pulls the ball away after the kick attempt, and it's going to be intercepted in the end zone, so the two-point conversion is no good. 37-19 is your score with 1 minute and 17 seconds remaining.
Mercedes still showing signs of life when I thought the game was pretty much theoretically over, but they came back and they scored, making it a 37-19 game with 1:17 remaining in the third quarter.
Well, we'll use this opportunity to take a quick pause for the cause. You are listening to Ed Calchelsa Sports Radio.
While you enjoy the game, JBR Digital Imaging is hard at work bringing you all the up-close and personal action shots of Ed Calchelsa football. Visit eejackets.com/JBR to access JBR Digital's .photo account, which ultimately will allow you to see action shots of tonight's game as well as others. Oh, there he goes again. JBR Digital Imaging, a proud sponsor of Ed Calchelsa Sports Radio.
Welcome back here at the Stock Show Fairgrounds as we, the Grizzly Tigers, prepare to kick off to the Ed Calchelsa Yellow Jackets.
Well, this game has been the rumble in the jungle, and it's an onside kick attempt, and it's not going to go the 10 yards. It didn't go the 10 yards. Don't want to touch that ball. It'll be ruled a...
illegal touching, I believe.
Yeah. And the Tigers not pulling any stops here, showing signs of still wanting to put themselves back into this game, but does not travel the 10 yards. And the Jackets, I believe, will retain possession there. And if they do, it's going to be inside Mercedes Tiger territory at the 49-yard line.
Mr. Layton clarifying it for the crowd here. Referees discussing, and they're probably discussing the same thing. We were the ball did not travel 10 yards. The Mercedes defense.
Well, you know, and it looked like that ball actually hit a guy way before that. And that's part of the reason why it didn't go the 10 yards. A Mercedes guy, that is. So that ball should be dead at the 46-yard line.
And
two penalties.
5-yard penalty assessed on the 49-yard line.
So an onside kick attempt by the Tigers turns out to be even more costly. Besides getting at the 49-yard line, the offside gives an additional 5 yards gain. So it'll be a first and 10 from the 44-yard line.
And the Jackets come out. Probably a slot formation, and we do see that.
Still 1 minute and 17 seconds remaining in the third quarter here as the handoff stuffed.
Some kind of miscommunication or some kind of stunt, and the Tigers tackle the ball carrier way back in the backfield, about a loss of 5, and it will be second and 15.
And that touchdown maybe prolongs the starters for the Ed Calchelsa Yellow Jackets to remain for at least another drive or two before we maybe start seeing the second team. But, of course, you know, like you said, it's a 16-point game. By all means, it is not anywhere from being a blowout just yet. Nino back to pass.
Is that a fumble? Or it is ruled a fumble, I believe. It is. It appeared to me to be incomplete pass, but, of course, there is no replay in high school football, so the referees... It was a difficult call, it looked like. I think that woman said he was juggling. I kind of believe, not just because I do, but it did look like he was juggling, but there is no replay in football. It's a fast play. The referees make the best call they can. And Mercedes gets the ball back with 32.8 seconds remaining in the third quarter. They take over, showing some signs of life. The crowd kind of back into it again for the Tigers.
So a 10-yard reception turns into a fumble. And the Tigers now take over at their 36-yard line. First and 10 for Mercedes.
Sticking with a goal line I formation, the Tigers are. With another direct handoff. Big
handoff to number 32. Lots of room to run. He's going to need one guy to beat and unable to, but it's going to be a huge gain as he gets down near to the 20-yard line.
Wow, this kind of looked like a basic isolation play, it looked like, or maybe perhaps a zone. Baseball, nonetheless, and the Tigers with a huge gain down to the Jacket. I want to say a 21-yard line, it looks like. First and 10 for the Tigers.
It'll be about a 44-yard run for the Tigers, and it was actually number 34. I'm not sure who that is on the Tiger roster. Not one of the two big stars that have been shining in previous weeks. So a different look now for the Tigers. Seems to be successful early on, and now as they appear to be in range to put up another additional touchdown here as number 32 gets another handoff, and this time he is going to be met at the line and maybe picked up a yard or two.
And that is the last play of the third quarter with the Tigers trying to make things interesting. At the end of the third, it is the Jackets 37 and the Tigers 19. Fourth quarter upcoming, and this game's kind of turning a little bit. Seemed like a Jacket route, kind of. Jackets still got a comfortable lead, but it is certainly, you feel a little bit of tightening there a little bit.
Well, you know, see, the mistakes that the Tigers were making early on now appear to be plaguing the Yellow Jackets as one early touchdown in the previous quarter, and now threatening to score again. So both of those coming from Jacket miscues.
And it is a second and maybe about seven for the Tigers at about the Jacket 18-yard line. The power game has worked wonders this half. Let's see if they stick with it. And they do. A
bit of a surprise here, though, that the Tigers have been having success the last two drives on that Jacket defense.
Basic handoff, cuts it in.
Isaac
maybe
Bravo.
1 yard, if that. And I do believe it's a 1 yard gain. Third
Bravo.
And about five upcoming.
Bravo coming from the safety position to make the tackle there and prevent number 32. Once again, I don't know who that is. You know, I have to wonder maybe Trevino, who was shaken up on that previous drive, not making his way back into the game. But, you know, number 32 for the Tigers so far having a bigger showing than Trevino was having through three quarters of the game.
Right. Have the Jackets punted this game?
I don't know. I don't remember.
I don't think so. I don't think they have.
It'll be a third and about four from about the 15-yard line as Chavez in the shotgun hands off to number 32 again. And there's a wave of Jackets.
Bites for some yards. I'm not sure. It's going to be close to the marker. The line judge looking.
Correction, number 33 on the carry.
It appears to be fourth down and about one.
And no doubt in my mind that at this point that the field goal will be no good to the Tigers. They're going to go for it here on this fourth and one. And, I'm looking for a trick play here, maybe a halfback pass, or maybe similar to what they did on that third and three where they fake the run, they fake the dive up the middle. Quarterback just keeps it and bounces it outside. So
it is very close. We could maybe see a sneak, or I don't know.
Well, we could see that, too.
Although the Jackets in there, are a bunch in the middle, so I doubt that. But he keeps it himself. Wow, very close to an unsportsmanlike flag there. Unnecessary hand gesturing by Chavez, but no call.
And just like that, new signs of life here as the Tigers now score their touchdown. It was a quarterback sneak, but he opts to bounce it outside as the defense for the Jacket, anticipating the sneak up the middle, pretty much prances in from 15 yards out for the touchdown.
It looks like he saw what we saw, the bunch in the middle. He just kind of took it to himself and took it to the outside.
And our score now stands 37-25 in favor of the Jackets with 10 minutes and 21 seconds. And we see the PAT team out for the Tigers, but I think there might be a timeout.
Yeah. Wow, this game kind of just changed so fast. I mean, you know, after that amazing punt return earlier in the game, it just looked like this game was just going to turn to another route, it looked like. But give credit to the Tigers. They fought back and it made it interesting.
Well, you know, at this point, they're down by 12. A two-point conversion would put them down by a touchdown and a field goal. Indeed, they are going to go for the two-point conversion here, where they have a trip to the right side. Quarterback rolls out to pass. Artie Tanguma there. He's not going to let him have...
Wow, great defensive play by Artie Tanguma.
We got a flag out there in the end zone, and that might be a defensive holding.
Well, I'm not sure what happened either. I guess maybe a secondary player held the receiver or some kind or something.
Tanguma out there now at the linebacker position. It was just Tanguma and Chavez, and Tanguma breaks away from his block and tackles Chavez for maybe a one-yard loss, but let's see what this penalty does. It's probably going to give the Tigers another opportunity here to put 2 points on the board.
Referees are discussing it at the goal line. Have some Mercedes fans come onto the board, it looks like. I don't know. They kick, it looks like. Oh, I'm not sure what's going on here.
No. I'm not sure what the situation was. Okay, so apparently it was not a part of the play. It was after the play, so it will be a late hit on the Yellow Jackets. So it'll be assessed on the kickoff as the 2-point conversion stands at no good. Your score, 37-25 in favor of the Yellow Jackets with 10 minutes and 21 seconds here remaining in the fourth quarter.
The Jacket crowd, not as jovial as it was a few minutes ago. Not very many waves going
well,
on.
Well, you know, a Jacket touchdown right here will definitely get the crowd back into the game.
Well, the Jackets still got a comfortable 2-score lead, so it's no time to panic yet. But I'm sure they'll feel much better with one more score.
A crowd that was doing the wave earlier.
Perhaps prematurely a little bit. And after the penalty is assessed, the Tigers will kick off from the Jacket 45-yard line. There is 10:21 remaining in the fourth quarter. It is the Jackets 37 and the Tigers 25.
Well, given the Tigers, they did that onside kick. It looks like the Jackets have their hands team in, anticipating the onside kick. Because, see, this is the time to do it because with a penalty, even if they don't get it, they're, you know, the Jackets aren't going to have great field position like they had in that previous failed onside attempt.
Although there is plenty of time, and that last onside kick wasn't very impressive by the Tigers, so they may opt to kick it deep. Who knows? We'll see.
Well,
there is plenty of time. They have not, however, I believe the Jackets have not punted the whole game, so we shall see.
There are 9 guys there in the box within a 10-yard 10-yard sector, anticipating the onside kick as the ball sits at the 45-yard line of the Jackets.
A lot of the offensive
right
starters in there. The good hands, as you said. Artie Laguma, Eric Nino, I see there.
And
back at number 4.
They're probably going to pooch it to about the 10.
And you called it, and they go deep. End zone should be a touchback, and it is. I kind of agree, I guess, you could say, with that situation. Not plenty of time. And being at the last onside kick didn't look great.
Well, the last onside kick was just an act of desperation. At this point, they're only down by 12 points. There's no need in giving the Jackets good field position. So the Tigers opt to, instead of giving the ball, maybe, assuming they recover it, instead of giving them at maybe the 40, they take it at the 20. So making them have to work for those extra 20 yards.
Right. Although the defense has shown, without turnovers, has shown no sign of stopping the offense of the Jackets.
Well, so far in the third quarter, we've only seen 10 points from the Jackets. You know, I think the Tigers' secondary has made the necessary adjustments that earlier allowed the Jacket offense to put up those quick points as easily as they did. The ball's at the 25. I thought it would be at the 20.
Is there some kind of penalty, perhaps?
Maybe it was an offsides.
Maybe. Not sure what's going
offsides
on.
Offsides on the kickoff team.
The officials are in conference over the ball.
Well, and the Jackets will start.
It will be first and 10 from the 25. 10:21 remaining in the game.
It was a 5-yard penalty because it'll be now a first and 5 from the 25-yard line.
Okay. Slot formation for the Jackets. Handoff.
Number 32, Roger Garcia, with a little bit of room, but he trips up at the line of scrimmage.
He kind of found the lane there, but tripped perhaps over a lineman's leg or something going through the lane, up through the hole.
And, you know, he had one man to beat there, and it would have been 75 yards to the end zone. But he's tripped up. Okay. Instead, it'll be about a 4-yard gain. It'll be second and about one.
No, it was first and 10. It is now second and 6.
Okay, so they moved the chains. They moved the chains. Bit of confusion there for the chain crew, as it'll be a correction, second and 6 from the 29-yard line.
Lost
and there's
play.
Roger with the run play. Has the corner. And that should... Man, that looked like he brought off, took off his helmet there.
And he does. It'll be first and 10 from the Jackets at about their own 37-yard line. 9:40 remaining in the game. Jackets up 37-25. Jackets looking to salt away this clock here. And appear to be doing the job so far.
9 minutes and 40 seconds remaining here in the fourth quarter. Another first down stops the clock as the Jackets in a spread formation.
Knee on the shotgun. Takes a snap.
Back to pass. Breaks scrambles. It. Has a receiver open, but opts to run with the ball. He breaks one tackle, breaks two tackles. Has a good block by Halomo. Turns the corner. Has another great block before he's finally pushed out of bounds. And we got a flag. That's going to come back. They're calling it. Going to probably call it a block in the back.
Yeah, well, to me it looked like a clean block, but I'm not the one with the white hat on. It was one of those, like, side blocks, I guess, one of those right in the ear hole. It'll be brought back. I did not see how the player fell. They say if you fall on your stomach, then it was a block in the back. If you fall on your back, it was a clean block. So, did not see how the player fell, however. It'll be first and about one because it's a spot foul. So
the big run will be negated.
First and one from about the 46-yard line. Again in the spread.
Back to pass. Blitz. Cisneros with a reception.
Not much, but he does get the first down. Tigers brought pressure, but Nino beat it by releasing the ball quickly.
It's about a 4-yard reception there.
First and 10 for the Jackets at about midfield. 9:19 remaining in the game.
Big important drive here for the Jackets as 9 minutes and 10 seconds remain in the fourth quarter. A touchdown could put this game out of reach for the Tigers. Shotgun. Yep. Draws back to pass. Has some time to throw. Has a wide open Smiley Morales who makes the catch. Hey, and he's going to be brought down. Picks up about 17 yards there, and there's a flag that flies out. It may be a face mask penalty. They were at the 50, and he caught it at the right there, the 32. So it's...
It is a face mask, and it will be a 15 yards.
18 yards.
Jackets down to the red
officially,
zone.
Officially, yeah, 18 yards.
Will be first and 10 from the Tiger 18. Again, that kind of like gator heavy, I want to say, shotgun formation.
So the big penalty takes the Jackets down to about the 16, 17-yard line as Nino keeps the ball and
big
puts a
hit.
Vicious hit on a Tiger, but he's going to be brought down. Going to be maybe a 1-yard gain. And the Tigers seeing that they're having a lot of success bringing in... extra defenders, blitzing in the defenders, and you know that's a smart move because you want to pressure Eric Nino because he's been having a lot of time to throw that ball.
Yeah, you got nothing to lose at this point in the game. Trip to the right. Nino back to pass, under pressure, escapes it, rolling to his right, trying to direct traffic.
Oh man! Man, that's the kind of block where you don't want to get up after that.
Wow, a big loss. Arnie Van Gumba laying the lumber, big lumber, on one of the Mercedes defenders. But it is a huge loss. It will be third, and I want to say maybe 15. Third and about 16.
You know, that was a situation where Tanguma was in the flats and he was pointing to
run a route, it looked like.
To run a route, but Tanguma opted instead to come and try to put a big block. But, you know, he probably would have been more... at least he would have given Nino more room to run had he run that route, because it would have taken the secondary back.
Well, third and very long for the Jackets. Trips to the left. Nino with the gun.
Appears to be an audible.
Mercedes bringing
the
blitz.
A lot of time being taken off here, but there is no penalty as Nino drops back to pass, has time to throw, has Smiley open.
Oh, wow. An impressive play by number two. I want to see the corner. The Jacket receiver appeared open on the post route, but number two closed it and knocked the ball away. It will be fourth at 16. Interesting to see what they'll do here. I'm not sure. 7:09 remaining in the game. Jackets up by 12. Is there a kicker? Yes, the kicker is out of the field. He definitely has the leg. This will be about 41, which would be his long for the year, I believe.
He hit a 42 against Valley View.
Okay.
This will be his third field goal attempt so far for the season, 2 for 2. 7:09 remaining in the fourth quarter. The snap, the kick, it's up.
It's up.
Has the distance. It's
and
good.
It's good. Wow. The referee is signaling something. Could be a roughing the kicker. They say you never want to take points off the board, but this opportunity you could take some time off. But interesting to see what they'll call. If it's running, I think they would decline it. If it's roughing, I'm sure they would take it. But who knows?
Well, if it is a roughing, it's going to be maybe a yard or two short. It'll be a fourth and about 1 or 2. So, you know, it's an interesting move here. See what Solis is. Solis decides to call over the ref and have a little conversation there to see what his options are. Do you keep the points, or do you put it at a fourth and at one at the 6 yard line?
I don't know. I'm from the old school that you never take points off the board, but many people do. And we'll see what happens.
Well, it doesn't look like the offensive unit is going on the field. I think they're going to...
No, I think they are coming on the field.
Oh, I think they are going to take the penalty then. Well, let's see what happens. Well, by all means, 2 yards is not a...
Oh, a first
down.
Oh,
it's an automatic first down. So it doesn't matter that it was a fourth and about 17. It's an automatic first down, and it's probably a good thing there that Coach Solis went ahead and talked to the ref to see the options. Otherwise, you know, we might have seen the wrong call being made there one of the players.
In this case, you do take the penalty, an automatic first down like this.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. You know, besides the fact you run more time off the clock, you have that potential to put 4 extra points in addition to the 3. So the 41-yard field goal negated by a penalty, and I'm sure Miguel Garcia is not too happy about that. He would have liked to have had the field goal. But instead it gives the Jackets an all-important first down, first and 10 from the maybe 11, 12-yard line. Do have an opportunity to get a first. Nino rolls to the left, has a receiver open. Jesse Halomo again. That's his fourth touchdown of tonight, man.
Wow.
If you want to talk about somebody that's just been amazing tonight, Jesse Halomo.
Definitely a career day for him.
He's definitely surpassed the 100-yard mark in receiving yards, and has now scored his fourth touchdown of the evening. So officially about a 12-yard touchdown pass as the Jackets now line up for a PAT. Well, there appears to be a little bit of confusion with the chains or something.
Yeah.
referee signaling to people in the end zone area that apparently, I guess, he doesn't want those people over there. It appeared that he was talking to a fan there, maybe, or some, maybe one of the security for the Mercedes, or somebody there close to the sideline. What did he say?
Not sure. It's hard to hear.
What did he say? You didn't hear what he said? And, you know, the touchdown stands, but we're not sure what's going on here as Solis goes ahead and... still confused here.
Yeah, there's some kids messing around. So this is over there. Somebody do something.
Oh, I guess one of the refs is commenting that a fan threw something on the field. An Ed Couch fan, or maybe some kids. Some kids for the Yellow Jackets, I guess, got a little too excited as the refs are calling over an official from the Mercedes side to have that person, not sure who it is, a kid or an adult, but have that person escorted out of the stadium. So that seems to be the holdup right now.
Apparently they kicked out some unruly fan.
Why? What did he do? Getting the word here from one of the fans here. I guess there was an unruly fan who was not even in the field. He was along the fence line. And that fence line is maybe about 15 yards away from the end zone. But I guess the ref was able to hear him and felt that it was unruly. As the touchdown stands, the PAT is snapped. The kick is up. It's good.
And your new score with 6:55 remaining in the game is the Jackets 44 and the Tigers 25. And the crowd starts to file out now, appears on both sides.
And this touchdown may have zapped the life out of the Tiger fans as I look to the Tiger side. And that general admission side that was packed now appears to be maybe about half full as Tiger fans are wisely exiting the building. Maybe already used to the chaos that is a frequent occurrence here at Tiger Stadium, the exit. And you know what? I'm looking out the back of the window here at the press box and I can already see a line of people there trying to get out. And that's because we still have 6 minutes and 55 seconds remaining here in the fourth quarter. And doesn't appear that very many Jacket fans have left the game. They're looking to see... they're looking to savor this moment here. As for the 11th time in 12 years, the Jackets appear that they might come out victorious in this 32-4A rivalry.
Well, that's definitely an impressive run, and I'm not sure one that definitely frustrates the fans of Mercedes Tigers. Although they did get us to stop doing the wave, so they did accomplish something.
A little bit of comedians here on the Ed Calchoso Sports Radio chat forum asking for Wallo. Wallo would have escorted that gentleman out very quickly, but apparently another person making a comment that he was having a chicken plate sale, so he's unavailable for today's ball game. I'm just kidding, Wallo. I follow Wallo. Don't arrest me. Take away my tickets. I'm just teasing. What is there?
Hold on. Oliver.
Why is everyone looking up there?
I could set the kick off.
It's probably that some Mercedes fans came over to the outside. I think they did that a couple years ago. Well, the kickoff, and Tigers have a little difficulty retaining possession, but they finally do fall on the ball, and the Tigers will take over.
The Tigers cover the ball. It will be first and 10 from their own 33-yard line. I think they may stick with a run here if Justice halts away the clock and keeps his game within a respectable level.
Huh? Got my... Go! It'll be a first and 10, 6 minutes and 54 seconds remaining. It was only 1 second that went off the clock.
Again, that goal line.
Talk about home field advantage there. As Trevino's back in the game, he takes a handoff and finds a little seam there, maybe picks up 5 yards.
Nice 5-yard gain. It'll be second and 5, and Mercedes content with running the ball, and I would agree with them.
I can't believe that 1 second went off on that kickoff. Especially considering how the ball bounced. Oh, you know what? It's when the ball's touched.
Yes, correct.
Well, the clock continues to run right now. 6.5 minutes in the fourth quarter. And not really a sense of urgency coming from the Mercedes offense. They do have a 2nd and 5 at the 38-yard line. Handoff to Vela. Bounces it outside. Has another seam and picks up an additional 7, maybe 8 yards.
Not the Tigers. Now just trying to get a moral victory. Trying to keep the ball kind of close. Kind of build up their stats a bit on offense. Of course, they didn't do their defensive stats any favors tonight. Warning from somebody to keep their helmets on. For the players, to keep your helmets on. Not the bus.
Speaking of the notorious being exit of the, you know, you have to go through the neighborhoods. Not exactly the best neighborhoods in the area. As Chavez keeps the ball. And picking up good yards close to the first down. That exit here in Mercedes, you go through all these little neighborhoods, and let's just say that they're not subdivision homes.
Chavez, I think, maybe approaching the 80, 90, possibly even the 100-yard mark in rushing himself. If I'm not mistaken, with his scrambles and with his option runs. So, the Tigers cross into Jacket territory, 5.5 minutes remaining. The score is 44-25 in favor of the Jackets. First and 10 for Mercedes at the Jacket 46-yard line.
It will be a second down as Trevino gets the ball. And he's, you know what, he's not running the same way. He seemed very, very, is the word limber?
I don't know. That GT play for the Tigers is also very slow developing. You want your plays
that may be too. Yeah. You know, you don't want to get ahead of your blockers.
Right.
But... maybe a yard or two. It's still going to be short of the first down. It will bring up a third and less than a one.
Interesting to see if Chavez will try that sneak again.
And, of course, successful on the last sneak that was good enough for a touchdown as the quarterback bounced it outside for Mercedes. Here finding themselves with a 3rd and 1 at the 45-yard line. They are in Yellow Jacket territory.
Sticking with that goal line I formation.
There's that same play. And this time, of course, not good enough for a touchdown, but it is good enough for the first down, about a 2-yard pickup.
Yeah, again, the Tigers seem happy with just running at the clock, maybe get one more score, make it look more respectable in the newspaper. It'll be 1st and 10, the clock running with 4.5 minutes remaining. It will be 1st and 10 at the Jacket 43-yard line.
And we're starting to see, there's still a lot of fans here in the... stands, but we start seeing the fans that were in the standing room only sections now starting to make their way out for the Yellow Jackets.
Toss play, well defended by the Jackets. Maybe a yard, if that. Second and 8 for the Tigers. Line up in a goal line I formation.
2nd and 9 as
play
Chavez
action.
Fakes it.
Short dump off. A gain of maybe 1 or 2.
And Garcia coming from that corner position to put a good pop there on the receiver and prevent him from getting any other additional yards.
A 3rd and about 6 at the Jacket 39-yard line. under 4 minutes remaining. Third and six.
So what was a sigh of maybe a concern towards the end of the third quarter has turned back to a lot of jittery fans here at for the Yellow Jackets.
Timeout by the Tigers as they appear to only have 10 men on the field. And they still have two remaining. Oh, they have one remaining after this.
Oh, yes.
3:38 remaining in the game.
Let's use this as an opportunity to take a quick pause for the cause. You are listening to Ed Calchelsa Sports Radio.
When it comes to our photography needs, EEJackets.com turns to JBR Digital Imaging. Servicing the Mid-Valley for several years now, JBR Digital is owned and operated by George E. Sines, EE grad of 76. Fulfill your photography needs by contacting JBR Digital at 956-499-6374 or by sending an email to jbrdigital@yahoo.com. JBR Digital is a proud sponsor of Ed Calchelsa Sports Radio.
Indeed, JBR Digital Imaging is a proud sponsor of Ed Calchelsa Sports Radio. JBR Digital on the field right now, taking photos of tonight's ball game. You can visit eejackets.com to view those photos probably on Sunday, if not Monday of next week.
Two tight ends for the Tigers. Chavez back to pass. Complete. Does not appear to have the first down, but he may go for it on fourth.
Yeah, small gain, maybe about 2 yards for the Tigers.
Will be a fourth and about four, I want to say, from the Jacket 36-yard line.
And at this point, the Tigers just trying to save face here to put up an extra touchdown as the lead, which of course is at 25 minus 6, 19-point lead, is maybe with outside of the reaches of the Tigers at this point.
Two tight ends, two right receivers for the Tigers.
Fourth and about four. Chavez having difficulty.
Escapes somehow. Throws a prayer, but it will not be answered, folks.
Oh, the Jackets there catching a little break as Chavez having difficulty getting the shotgun snap. Still able to avoid a would-be sack, but has to throw the ball away way, way over the head of the receiver, and the Jackets take over.
2:50 remaining in the game. The Jackets up 44-25. And we do expect them to just kind of salt away the clock here. A couple of first downs should do it.
Well, you know, you would expect that, but you know, at this point, given the rivalry that exists between these two teams, you know, I think they're gonna try to try to put up another touchdown. There's still a lot of time here. 3 minutes in this ball game. I see the Jackets putting up another touchdown if possible, because Nino's still in the game.
Oh, big
hit!
Ball,
picks up about 5 yards.
It's the kind of shot that makes you want to take him out of the game.
And the crowd is not happy as it appears that there may have been a punch thrown by one of the Tigers as the flag flies out. And indeed, Trevino is exiting the game for the Tigers, but not on an ejection, just the coach pulling him out. And it's going to be another 15 yards for the Jackets.
2.5 remaining in the game. Jackets just salting away the clock, up comfortably. As we sort things out here, it is a definite personal foul. 15 yards.
The 15 yards will be assessed, and it's going to put the Jackets into Tiger territory. And with 2.5 minutes remaining here in the fourth quarter, I think with there definitely will be an attempt here by the Jackets to add some more points. You know, you hate to add injury to insult, or what's the phrase there?
Insult to injury.
Insult to injury. There you go, man. I'm my mouth is so dry right now.
You were close.
I need something to drink. I mean, a beverage, not an alcoholic beverage. I need a soda to drink. That came off sounding wrong there.
Jackets remaining in a slot formation.
First and 10 from the 45-yard lines of the Tigers. Handoff to Roger up the middle. Content with maybe picking up 1 or 2 yards.
Yeah, you gotta think the Jackals will probably just get up slowly in this thing.
Yeah, and you know, this, like I said, this is a situation where, you know what, maybe the Jackets don't want to put up any points here, avoid any kind of situation that may arise. As it is, I'm sure a lot of these Tiger fans really came into this game with high expectations of winning it, and being that the score is the way it is, you know, you hate to see poor sportsmanship caused by excessive point scoring. I mean, you want the Jackets to just bury the Tigers, but you know, you got to stay within sportsmanship.
Well, they appear in no hurry. The Jackets do.
Alex Cisneros with some room. He breaks the 25 to the 20 to the 15
to about the 12 yard line. Hard running there by Alex Cisneros.
And without really even trying, a big run there by Cisneros, maybe about 35 yards. As the Jackets now have a first and 10, close to the 10-yard line. Corrected. They're going to say he was out of bounds a little bit earlier.
At
the 14-yard line.
Minute and a half remaining. Jackets may just kill the clock here. I'm not sure. Maybe not. Nino in the gun.
And fake the option. Nino decides to keep it to the runs to the right. And he's making Drazzle Dazzle, breaking one defender, two defenders. He's going to go into the end zone and score again.
Wow.
And that was a designed option to the left. He felt the pressure, decides to cut back to the right. And once again, just like I said earlier, you can't even describe it. Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, so many moves there, so many missed tackles, so many broken tackles by Nino. And from 14 yards out, he prances into the end zone and adds another touchdown for the Jackets. And looking to the stands of the Tigers, take a shot of that. I want the fans out there to see the stands of the Tigers. With 1 minute remaining in the fourth quarter, maybe at about a fourth of its capacity at this point, as the game is pretty much over at this point. PAT attempt. Kick up. It appears to be good. It is 51-25. Your new score here with 1 minute and 4 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter.
Here, starting to wrap up the game. Should be the last possession, I would imagine, barring some kind of turnover or something.
Well, you know, not really much for me to say. This is, a little surprised with the defensive play. I didn't think that the Tigers were going to put up this many points, but we'll talk about that right now in the post-game show. As I was telling you earlier, we got about a 40-minute wait before all the traffic clears here. So we're in certainly no hurry to go.
Well, I don't know. It seems most of the crowd has left already.
Well, the Mercedes fans have left, but, you know, looking here to the Ed Calchosa stands, you know, it still looks pretty full. I mean, well, there's some empty seats in this section and over there, but, you know, definitely outnumbering the Tiger fans at this point in the game. And I'm sure we're probably going to hear it from people saying that last touchdown was unnecessary. Certainly could have easily probably kneeled the ball, and I don't think the Mercedes Tigers would have contested it, and this game would have been over. As the Jackets are going to recover the ball on it wasn't really an onside kick, but you know what? This is just going to be another thing that I have a feeling that Mercedes fans are not going to be too pleased about. They're going to feel that the Jackets tried an onside kick here. The ball was kicked up high in the air, and it travels about 15, 20 yards, and the Tigers were just not even ready for that, as Roger Garcia catches it about 16 yards in midair, and he could have almost returned that for a touchdown. But instead, Roger Garcia opts to go out of bounds, and I think that's a very classy move there by Roger. No need to pad the stats at this point. The opponent is obviously defeated. I don't know.
It's well past 10:30 now. This game is seemingly going on for a long time. Over 3 hours already, this game. We appreciate all the good wishes and compliments from you fans out there. Keep them coming. We put this as a service for you all who cannot come out to these games. So we appreciate those nice comments from you all.
Peaked out at about 34 listeners for tonight's ball game. Certainly a great number, and I think a lot of people just knew that it was going to be a chaos here, trying to get seats and trying to exit and enter the facility. So they opted to tune in tonight's ball game, and I'm glad you guys enjoyed the show. Definitely, this is what Ed Cochelsa Sports Radio is all about. As appears to have been a penalty, so the Jackets do have to kick off again. Some needless, unnecessary horseplay going on there between a Jacket and a Tiger, but Tiger player showing some sportsmanship despite the unnecessary hitting that was going on there, decides to pick up the Yellow Jacket player. And by all means, certainly, as this ball game comes to a conclusion, we don't need any sort of that kind of stuff going on.
Yes, thankfully, cooler heads prevailed in that instance. Probably heading to the last place here. 54 seconds remaining. Tigers in a run formation, so they'll likely just hand off and run out the clock. GT play.
Oh, Tony Sanchez there says hello to Israel Vela. And, you know, it's just been a night of vicious hits tonight by the Yellow Jacket defense, man, all over the place.
Yeah, the Tigers, they definitely want to they want to become a championship caliber team. Definitely have to get more physical. They were the ones beaten up tonight. And the Jackets once give it. If you want to win a championship, you got to give the beating, not take the beating.
20 seconds and counting remaining here in the fourth quarter, as it's another toss play to Israel Vela. He has a little bit of room to the outside, but Tony Sanchez again going to make the tackle. They do pick up maybe about 12 yards on that particular play, as he does go out of bounds and he stops the clock with 9 seconds remaining here in this ball game.
And a first down. Coming up should be the last play of the game with 9 seconds remaining.
So this should be, like you said, Doc, the final play of tonight's ball game. And at this point, secondary appears to be back with a huge cushion in a prevent type defense, but Mercedes is just going to run the ball, and Joseph Garcia is going to push Israel Vela out of bounds. Oh, and it's not the last play.
2.7 seconds remaining. The clock stops on the out-of-bounds run. And it will be a 2nd and 5. Now this will definitely a man down for the Jackets. Appears maybe just a cramp or something. Does not appear to be serious.
And they escort him off the field so that this ball game can conclude. Second and about 4 from the 45-yard line, and it's a handoff, and maybe about a 3-yard gain, as this game is now officially over. Your 32-4A 3-0 team at this time now is the Ed Cochelsa Yellow Jackets, who manhandle the Mercedes Tigers 51-25, your final score.
Wow, what a back and forth in a strange way kind of game. It was like a rout, then it wasn't a rout, then it was a rout again. Definitely took long, I can tell you that much.
Here, let's turn that camera there so we can get a good angle here. So ultimately, what would you say is the biggest surprise here for this ball game?
I mean, I really don't think there were any surprises. I think Mercedes came in with a a productive offense and not a very good defense, and it kind of showed today. I was kind of surprised to see Nino running so late in the game, being that he is a star player, but he appears to be healthy, so no harm, no foul.
Well, you know, as I mentioned earlier, there's that issue of sportsmanship, but at the same time, you know, there's that rivalry thing, and every additional point at this point, you know, it matters. You know, you.
Well, that's not, I'm talking about the health aspect of.
Oh no, I know. But you know, it's just one of those things where if something does happen, you come off looking like a big goofball, and if something doesn't happen well, then you know, no big deal.
Right, because I mean, I believe he's averaging close to 20 carries a game, and when you get to teams like Shirt Steel and those other teams, they're going to hit a lot harder than these guys on this field tonight. That's for sure.
Some comments there coming in from Raven 1314. Biggest surprise will be the Rocks after the game. All right, thanks for the heads up there. But you know, I really thought that we would see a greater output from the. Really thought that we'd see a greater output from the Ed Cowchelsa defense, or excuse me, a greater presence. I mean, can't take anything away from them. There was plenty of big shots by the Ed Cowchelsa defense, but you know, those 25 points that the Tigers were able to put up, definitely quite a surprise for me.
Yeah, they actually, you know, kind of made it interesting for a little while. I mean, I don't think the Jaguars were ever in danger, but there was a kind of moment where they at least stopped the crowd from doing the wave, at least.
Just looking at some scores around the area from tonight's game. McCallum Memorial spanking Palmview 49-0 in overtime. Wow. Mack High.
31-24 for Donna. That is not a final. That is overtime, so we believe that is still going on. La Jolla 42-28 over Roe, kind of a surprise. Sherrilyn 37-26 over Rio Grande City. Edinburgh North up comfortably 28-7 over Calamitas. Harlingen South spanked by Edinburgh North 51-0. Harlingen comes back and beats PSJ Memorial 41-23.
And that's a ball game where they were down 17-14 at the half, and it looked like Harlingen was not going to pull that one out, but they do.
Wesico High easily over Hannah 40-14. Pace over Rivera 27-25 in the fourth quarter. Of course, the Jackets 51, Mercedes 25 final. Mission High defeats Mission Veterans 22-19. Roma up big on Valley View 28-0. A little bit of a surprise. Hidalgo beats Raymondville 27-14.
That game was tied 14-14. At
Lyford,
the
my goodness, beats Port Isabel 20-13. Port Isabel, I believe, with only one victory this year, if I'm not mistaken. That is remarkable. They are clearly out of the District 32-3A championship race. They may even be out of the playoffs. This is a 6 week of the season. This is unbelievable. PI almost out of the playoffs in the 6th week of the season. That feels weird just saying that.
That's going to send the PI fans, and there are a slew of them, in a frenzy, I'm sure, as you're going to probably hear cries of wanting to get rid of their coach. But
my goodness, look at this score. La Feria 43, Zapata 13. Unbelievable.
This just been a crazy, crazy season for the 32-3A district. You know, Zapata, of course, taking down Real Hondo earlier in the season, coming into that ballgame 5-0, and now find themselves 5-1 as La Feria, who they're not undefeated. I know they've lost already in district play, haven't they?
Yes, they had a decent year so far. La Via big over Ben Bolt, 46-6.
Game of the week there, Valley Morning Star game of the week, Bruni versus Santa Maria, final of 30, or excuse me, still in the fourth quarter, 36-12. So Santa Maria unable to keep their undefeated status.
Right. Well, we will hopefully the Mack High Donna game will go final before our broadcast is over. But let's turn attention back to the Jackets game. I was a little bit surprised, I guess, by the amount of yards. Not sure of the stats, but I'm sure that Mercedes offense got a healthy amount of yards on this defense. Excuse me, overall.
Well, next week is going to be another test. The Jackets taking on a Mission High team that, as we mentioned earlier, defeated Mission Veterans. Mission High, of course, has already lost, though, to the Tigers. So, despite the fact that if you just match up opponents versus opponents, it means theoretically that we should be able to defeat Mission High. But by all means, Mission High, of course, playing us a lot of tough games the last couple years. And I don't know about the senior class, but I know this their junior class for the Mission High Eagles is a very tough squad. And it just may be that they are unexperienced at this point. So at no point can you rule out the Mission High Eagles?
Well, I believe they changed quarterbacks a couple of weeks ago, which kind of gave a spark to their offense, which apparently is still going. Now, that's going to be difficult because basically you're only going to have, as far as the staff is concerned, one or two films